Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Thank you.
Pumping Up with Hans and Franz, the informative training program for the serious weightlifter.
Alive.
Welcome.
We're back.
Alive.
Once again.
Alive now.
Yeah. All right. I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pump you up. All right, now. Now, before we begin, Hans and I would like to take the time to wish you and your loved ones a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, and to remind you, you know, that it's not an excuse to stuff your face like the fat pig losers you are.
All right. Enough talk. We have a little surprise tonight. As you know, the Berlin Wall was taken down. So, to celebrate...
That's right.
To celebrate, we are taking down our wall.
That's right, our wall of discipline. Tonight we will show you pathetic girly men a way to skip the workout and go right to the pompitude.
How, you may ask?
Simple.
Liposuction. At this time, let us present to you the Hoover Heidelman Liposuction Model 78154 Flabosuction machine.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the most powerful flabosuction machine in the free world.
Yeah, it can suck the love handles off a girly man in 3 seconds.
From 35 meters, it can convert an elephant into a dachshund. And not a regular dachshund, a dachshund that never forgets. Well, you know, you get the point.
Yeah, all right, enough obscure imagery. We're not here to paint obscure imagery. We're here to suck you out.
All right, tonight we will flabosuck someone we think you might recognize. Please welcome our good friend, Roseanne Barr.
All right.
Hi, Roseanne.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Well, it's really great to be here and all that crap and everything. It's like, you know, the only time I get to see muscles, you know, is like on the menu under appetizers.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. A funny one.
That's funny.
Hey, you want to see my new tattoo? I got it just for this show. It's really cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
It says, I heart Hans and Franz.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for your flabble? Are you ready for your flabosuction treatment?
Oh, yeah, I'm real excited. I get to get all naked and everything, right?
Yeah. Good. Then it's time to suck your buttocks.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh.
Get behind the privacy curtain there.
Hey, after you suck my flab, you think you could vacuum my floors?
That's funny. That's a funny one, yeah.
All right. Voltage on flabometer reads 8.12.
Yeah, check.
Suction valve secure?
Check.
Insert tubes?
Sterilized.
All right.
Hey, stop when you get to my breast. I like them the way they are.
All right, okay. All right. She's good and ready for sucking, Hans.
Very good, you know. That's right. Commence flabble suction on level 10.
Level 10, are you sure?
Yeah. This is a big job now that I get a good look at it.
All right. Level 10 it is.
All right, Franz, put it on computer control. We're home free.
All right, there it is, now it's working.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Suction machine is working nice.
Yeah, it's coming on nice. Yeah, look at that.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good return for us.
Hey, that looks kind of good. Yeah, it's making me hungry.
That's right. Hey, take a look, girly man. That is you in liquid form.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now we have a minute. We'd like to discuss the merits of flabosuction.
Yeah. While it can efficiently prevent the flabulence, it is by no means a shortcut to pompitude.
Yeah, that's right, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, you know, you got to be aware and ready to pump all the time. You know, succotude is no substitute for pumpitude.
That's right.
You know, but sometimes it's good to do a little sucking beforehand, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Ich gleiche Wohnweiser!
Hey!
Also, lieber Himmel!
Hey.
What?
Hey, something's not right here!
Hans! That's enough for tonight.
Yeah, until next week, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And I am a svelte domestic goddess.
Yeah, and we just want to suck you out.
This has been Pumping Up with Hans and Franz.
Yourself. don't dead end. Please 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 don't dead end. Oh, there the motherfucker is.
Go, 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 go! Get him, get him, get him!
Thank you. So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what? Huh? Huh?
Okay.
Well, we gotta get going.
No. Stick around. Hang out with us.
Cool. Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with us. With Alice Cooper.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
We'll be right back. thought there were just girls in there.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's just us dudes. Here.
What are you doing here?
Gary was just taking a shit.
No, what I meant was... No, what I meant was, what are you doing at the party?
Oh, it's on my house.
This is your party?
Oh. Both of you.
Look at that fucking phony dude pretending to be a fucking millionaire.
Out of this house now, you bums!
Let me tell you something else. I've seen a lot of spinals, dude. And this guy's a fake. A fucking Goldberger.
Stay away from me, mister!
This guy fucking walks. I've never been more certain of anything in my life.
You stay away from me!
Walter,
I've never been more certain of anything in my fucking life.
Get away from me! Come on! Get away from me.
Put him down, man!
Yeah, I'll put him down, dude! No,
well,
I'm still getting it!
Come on, man, help me put him back in his chair.
See by your eyes, you must be lying. When you think I don't have a clue, baby, you're crazy. If you think that you can fool me, because I've seen that movie too. Where the players are acting surprised, saying love's just a four-letter word. Between force and smile, with the knives in their eyes, well, their actions become so absurd. It's a habit I have, I don't get pushed around. Stop twinkling your star like you do. I'm not the blueprint for all of your B films, because I've seen that movie too. I've seen that movie. if it's you.
Did we just see the beginning of a new life form?
Yes, Captain. We witnessed a birth. Possibly a next step in our evolution.
I wonder.
Well, it's been a long time since I delivered a baby. And I hope we got this one off to a good start.
I hope so, too. I think we gave it the ability to create its own sense of purpose. Out of our own human weaknesses. And the drive that compels us to overcome them.
And a lot of foolish human emotions, right, Mr. Spock?
Quite true, Doctor. Unfortunately, it will have to deal with them as well.
Interrogative from Starfleet. They're requesting damage and injury reports and complete vessel status.
Report two casualties.
Lieutenant Ilea. Captain Decker.
Aye, sir.
Correction. They're not casualties. They are... List them as missing. Vessel status, fully operational.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Scott, shall we give the Enterprise a proper shakedown?
I would say it's time for that, sir. Aye. We can have you back on Vulcan in 4 days, Mr. Spock.
Unnecessary, Mr. Scott. My task on Vulcan is completed.
Mr. Sulu, ahead warp one.
Warp one, sir.
Heading, sir.
That away.
hope you know what the hell you're doing.
Bring it in the bathroom!
And bypass the file server. Okay.
That's it.
God.
Mr. Funnyman, turn off the hose! Hit it!
They seem to be just melting into horrible little green and brown puddles. Well, I can't say what it looks like on television, ladies and gentlemen, but it looks terrible.
I heat up, I can't cool down.